seashore, it doesn't matter anymore, it doesn't matter anymore. We'll dry up and flower high with the passing of the days. Eventually, you just let the stone fall.
Double shot of the Be Good Tanyas. That most recent one was Only in the Past, and before that I played Rain and Snow. And so that's something I normally don't do, start the show with kind of a double back-to-back of the same band. But quite honestly, I'm trying to kill some time here. Because Aura's out. She's going to join me in progress in about 10 minutes. So I'm delaying until she can get in the studio and take her seat. But in the meantime, this is Jim with Music for the Middle Ages. And you are listening to Radio CHLS, Radio Lillooet. It is about 8 minutes after 7 on Monday, February 24th, the coldest night of the year. And what else to say? Apparently we're going to have a break in the weather in a couple of days, so we've got a couple more days of winter before spring comes along. Aura and I have a theme tonight, and as soon as she gets in, we'll start it up. As some of our regular listeners will know, we were in Las Vegas last week, and so the theme tonight is... I'm sorry, we can't talk about that. Because as you know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. So our theme tonight is... I'm sorry, I can't talk about that. So let me start that theme with Bob Dylan. And Bob Dylan's song, Ain't Talkin'. And that makes sense because Bob Dylan was recently in Vegas too and he ain't talking. So let's go to Bob Dylan and I'll play him first because Aura doesn't really like Bob Dylan. So we'll get him out of the way. And then we'll get on to some of the songs that Aura will like when she gets here. But in the meantime, this is Bob Dylan with Ain't Talkin'.
As I walk out tonight in the mystic garden, wounded flowers were dangling from the vine. I was passing by your cool and crystal fountain. Someone hit me from behind. Ain't talking, just walking through this weary world of woe. Heart burning, still yearning. No one on earth will ever know. They say prayer has the power to heal, so pray for my mother. In a human heart, an evil spirit can dwell. I'm trying to love my neighbor and to good unto others. But oh mother, things ain't going well. Ain't talking, just walking. I'll burn that bridge before you get across. I'm burning, still yearning. There'll be no mercy for your wanting love. I'm all worn out from weeping. My eyes are full of tears and my lips are dry. If I ever catch my opponent sleeping, I'll slaughter them where they lie. Cities of the plain. The world is filled with speculation. The whole world that people say is round. I got no time for idle conversation. I need to find a doctor in this town. Ain't talking, just walking. Our rails leading to the west. I'm burning, still yearning. I'm gonna throw myself upon your loving grave.
the first new day of a grand and a glorious autumn. The queen of love is coming across the grass. None dare call her anything but madam. No one flirts with her or even makes a pass. Ain't talking, just walking. Outside the gates of wrath, hot burning, still yearning. Take a little trip down the primrose path. I got the worst old feeling and it's getting stronger. I'm worn out with public service, I'm beginning to crack. I won't stay on any longer. I'll avenge my father's death and I'll step back. Ain't talking, just walking. Hand me down my walking cane. I'd love it, still yearning. Trying to get you out of my miserable brain. As I walked out tonight in the mystic garden, the wounded flowers were dangling from the vine. I was passing by a young golden crystal fountain. Someone hit me from behind. Ain't talking, just a walking. You're right up high.
Spirit Bob, keep that mouth shut and you won't get in trouble. As they say, loose lips sink ships. And at the Las Vegas airport, we really noticed that they're really playing up that theme. They've got these huge billboards all over the airport talking about what happens in Vegas, stays in Vegas, and deny, deny, deny. And it's actually kind of morally troubling if you think an entire city built on the idea of not telling the truth. Jim, Las Vegas is morally troubling, that's right. How long did that take to figure out? Okay, fair enough. But we had a good time. It was about 70 degrees and we went to a couple of shows, and I have to tell you, if you haven't been to the Cirque du Soleil show, K-A, go. It is really something to see. And we went to the Blue Man Group, and that was fun. And we went to a couple of all-you-can-eat buffets, and that was fun. And I've seriously done some damage to my diet. Now I have to start all over again. I had lost about 7 or 8 pounds since Christmas, and I gave all that back in 3 days. And what else? Okay, well, so our theme tonight is what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Can't talk about our trip. So, a couple of months ago, I discovered a band by the name of Delirium. And I'd never heard of this band before, but they've done some work with Sarah McLachlan, who, of course, we've all heard of, lives in Vancouver, does Sarah. And they have a kind of a collaboration that they call Silence. So here is a song, Kyle, called Silence by Delirium featuring Sarah McLachlan. Let's listen to that. It's kind of, I like it. I like these guys. As I say, I just discovered them a couple of months ago, but I'm a fan. So let's listen. discovering because I Googled it. That was Canadian band Delirium with Canadian vocalist Sarah McLachlan doing the Canadian song Silence.
Nice. So do you get triple Canadian points for that?
That's right. I get a threefer.
Nice.
And so I've told everybody our theme.
Excellent.
I don't know if I did a good job of telling people our theme. Why don't you tell people our theme?
Just to back it up?
Yeah. See if we're on the same page.
Okay. Well, I made it here finally.
Yep.
So,
welcome.
Hi.
Radio CHLS.
100.5. It's Orin Jim with Music for the Middle Ages. And tonight's theme is...
Uh-oh.
Don't tell. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Don't ask, don't tell.
It's a different
Keep
policy.
The secret. Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's a fantastic policy, actually.
Well, that city sure has built an entire persona on that,
mm-hmm.
that slogan.
Go to Vegas, misbehave all you like.
Yeah.
And then come back and pretend it didn't happen.
And we saw somebody misbehaving there, didn't we?
We might have. Yeah. I don't remember.
Nice.
See? I'm not going to tell on anyone.
The day we left was, there was a big heavyweight champion mm-hmm. ultimate fighting contest. So the town was full on mm-hmm. Saturday morning. We were checking out at 5:30.
Oh, brutally.
In the morning.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But there was people still wandering around, still up.
There was.
5:30 in the morning, waiting for the fight that evening.
Yeah.
I don't think they were going to make it.
No, they might have had to have a nap to
yeah.
catch up.
And you said you saw some hoochie girls.
I did. There were some hoochie girls. Well, you know, who am I to judge? Like I say, I'm not about to rat anyone out in Vegas.
I'm not saying that hoochie girls are bad. I'm just saying you saw them.
And they were carrying their shoes, which I thought was quite funny. Because, yeah, you know, like the 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock at night crowd,
yeah.
they weren't carrying their shoes. They were walking on those shoes.
That's right. They were prancing on their
yeah.
shoes and dancing.
But by 5 o'clock in the morning, they were carrying their
well,
shoes.
Their feet are swollen.
Well, I bet they were.
You know, when you stay up that late, your feet swell up.
When you walk around in shoes like that.
And you just got to get comfortable.
That's right.
So, and by then, your boyfriend doesn't notice.
No, he's probably
asleep. He doesn't notice
asleep.
If you've got your shoes on or not.
Yeah.
So, some people, I think, lost their sense of wherewithal that night.
They may have.
Yeah.
It happens in Vegas.
Yeah. But we had fun.
We did.
We did. And I was telling people it was 70 above.
It was beautiful.
Fahrenheit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was very nice. Light sweater in the evening, but
yeah.
Vegas is a lovely place to visit at the end of February.
It is a lovely town, isn't it?
That's right. However, tonight's theme, don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah.
Keep the secrets. First song I thought of when we were developing this theme was, of course, my ultra favorite song that I absolutely love and will use every excuse to play whenever I can. And it's by my, you know, like this was kind of the reason why we went to Vegas initially, is we started looking for.
Yeah, speaking of Vegas.
Performances by Rod Stewart. Where's
right.
Rod going to be?
Well, he's going to be at Caesar's Palace, but we missed him by about 10 days.
I know. We booked and then his booking, like then
and
his
then
dates came out. Yeah,
yeah.
So we just missed him.
But we'll go back.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah. Because it is, I've seen Rod Stewart in Calgary and it's important to see Rod Stewart. He's one of those get out on your bucket list and get it off your bucket list.
Go see him. Yeah. Yeah. Well, this song fits the theme perfectly. And I love the duet he does here with mm-hmm. a young lady named Amy Bell that he found busking, singing in the subway in London.
London, England?
Yes. And they do a great job of, I don't want to talk about it.
So they're not going to talk about it either. I played no. Bob Dylan before he got here.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't talking.
Good.
He's got the spirit.
As long as everybody stays quiet, that'll be just fine. But here's Rod Stewart and Amy Bell.
By your eyes that you've probably been crying forever. And the stars in the sky don't mean nothing to you. They're a mirror.
stay here just a little bit longer. If I stay here, won't you listen?
Stand all alone, will the shadows hide the colors of my heart? Blue for the tears, black for the nights, fears the stars in the sky don't mean nothing to you.
You know, I love Rod. As you know, I love Rod.
Me too.
Yep, for many reasons, other than the fact that he's great.
He's crazy and he wears leopard skin pants. It's one of the reasons why I think
he's kind of one of the originals still, isn't he? He goes back like to the 50s, which makes him one of the originals.
Well, he is an original in his own way, much like Liberace.
Hey, let's tell that story.
Yeah, so that was kind of fun while we were in Vegas. We went to the Liberace display, or
there's a society that was displaying, that owns a lot of his old costumes, and they were displaying them for a fundraiser so that they could preserve them, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard one of the women that was giving tours, and she was saying that prior to this society taking them, a lot of damage had been done to them just simply through
I think they were storing them in the wrong light.
That's right. Like sunlight would stream through windows and things like that, and would wear the cloth, and of course all of these things. One of the costumes was 80 pounds, weighed 80 pounds with all the embellishments,
rhinestones and everything on it.
Mm-hmm. So you can imagine there'd be metal, the glass, the thread, the cloth.
And he was not a big man. These were very fine garments.
That's right.
So throw 80 pounds on him, and he's going to be lucky if he can sit on that piano stool.
That's right. But it was pretty fantastic, this little display they had. It wasn't, there was maybe, what, 10 pieces?
Yeah, 10, plus his roadster.
His car.
Limousine or Rolls-Royce roadster.
Yeah.
And with, what did they say, like 100,000 rhinestones on it or some sort of thing?
Yeah, crazy.
But I think it was interesting. In the 1960s, he was getting $300,000 a week to play Vegas.
Yes, he was one of the highest paid performers.
He was the highest paid performer in the world. Yeah, and $300,000 a week. And you know what? Did you ever see Liberace play?
Only on TV.
You weren't at the Ed Sullivan.
No, I wasn't.
But you remember how fantastic he was. There'll be some people out there listening that go, what are you talking about?
Who's Liberace? Yeah. Well, I was too young or not interested enough to really realize until I was reading some of that that it made sense. But he, I guess, bought a candelabra at a secondhand store for $15, I think it was. And that became his trademark. He put that on every piano that he played.
Yep.
And every performance, and that was his thing. And I can kind of remember that as a kid, seeing the candelabra on the piano.
On the radio.
Yeah.
And one of the things
on the radio? I didn't.
On the piano. One of the things I remember is there was a controversy as to whether or not his costumes should be tax deductible. So to prove a point, he wore them out in public daily to show the IRS that, no, they're not something that I can wear
every
day. They're costumes for entertaining.
They're literally for my work.
Therefore, they're tax deductible.
Well,
yeah,
they were pretty fantastic.
Yeah, it was definitely one nice thing to do that evening.
Mm-hmm.
We were at, what was it, the Cosmopolitan.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to tear me away from that machine because it kept pouring money
at me. It kept giving you money, yeah.
And you
seven whole dollars.
Yeah, I made $7 that night and saw the Liberace display.
Exactly. Nope, so it was a lot of fun.
It was good. So that was Rod Stewart and Amy Bell. And we're just Googling Amy Bell to say, okay, well, where is she now? And now this goes back a ways. This video was 2004 when he found her busking on the Metro.
Mm-hmm.
By 2007, there's articles here saying she's back busking.
Yeah, I don't think that's right. I think that we're not getting very good results from our search because I do believe I have seen her CDs and things.
Well, according to this, she's got 4 albums out now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So good for her.
Mm-hmm.
Good for her. In the meantime, should I play a song?
You probably should.
All right. Well, here's one.
Okay.
Here's one. I was talking about this morning. Simon and Garfunkel.
Mm-hmm.
And my mind was kind of going in this tangent. And what happened to poor Art Garfunkel, you know, after he left Paul Simon? Because Paul Simon, of course, became one of the more famous musicians in the world. And Art Garfunkel did not.
Right. Well, yes. With a name like Garfunkel.
But he became an artist. And you could buy... He probably made quite a bit of money as an artist, a painting artist. And he was in a really famous movie with Jack Nicholson and Anne Margaret. I can't remember the name of it. Maybe we'll Google that while this is playing.
Sure.
So this is an oldie but a goodie, The Sounds of Silence.
Ah, yes.
You like this song?
Yep, there's a good fit.
Yeah. When you come back from Vegas, what do we want to hear?
Silence.
The Sounds of Silence. All right.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. Restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light. Split the night
the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell. Echoing the wells of silence. And the people bowed and prayed. On God they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering sounds of silence.
Classic.
It is. Do you remember what show that's from? What movie?
Not a clue.
I'm going to say The Graduate, but yeah. I don't know. I'm just making it up.
Yeah, I have no idea. Yeah.
You know that 3 out of 4 stats are made up on the spot?
I believe it.
Yep. You wouldn't believe where I got that from.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
So, you want me to play another one, or do you want...
Sure.
Okay. Because we're having a little trouble pulling yours up.
We are, because I'm a little confused. I thought I had a really great idea as I came in the door, but
well,
I
you
think
do.
It might be lost. No,
you do.
I don't think it's that great.
Okay. Well, here's something I've never done before.
Okay.
Played Derek and the Dominoes on our show. We've been doing this now for over 3 years. Do you realize that?
Mm-hmm.
And she says, oh, yeah, trust me. Oh, yeah.
Sometimes.
And Derek and the Dominoes, otherwise known as Eric Clapton. He played under Derek and the Dominoes kind of to get away from notoriety, and he picked a name that nobody would ever guess is Eric Clapton.
Right.
Derek and the Dominoes, yeah. So anyways, he released a couple of albums with long, long songs. So I've always resisted playing them.
Because you know how I hate a long song.
Yeah, and I know you don't particularly like the big guitar sound.
I don't.
No. And I when I'm picking my songs, I think of you.
Do you? Because I criticize and poke fun?
No.
I
want this to be a happy, joyful time for you, too.
You're trying to be nice. Well, that's nice.
Yeah. So anyways, I've never played Derek and the Dominoes on our show, but I'm going to tonight.
We're
going to
tonight. Okay.
Yep. And the only reason is... So because this song is called Tell the Truth.
Ah, okay.
And it's great.
Well.
It's got kind of a blues thing going.
Truth is that what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. So that's the truth.
Yeah, I guess this doesn't really belong, does it?
Tell the truth.
But we're still going to play it.
I think we
should.
Which
will give us enough time to work out the kinks on your side.
See if we can find mine.
All right. So this is classic 1970s Eric Clapton with Derek and the Dominoes in his amazing album, Layla, playing Tell the Truth.
All right. Let's have a listen.
Can you tell I like this?
Tell me who's better than you. Yeah!
you're right. Okay. The big guitar sound is not my thing, but in its defense, it didn't seem like it was 8 minutes long.
No, it's six.
Six.
Six, oh, okay. Minutes and, oh, geez, I didn't record it. 6 minutes and 39 seconds.
Okay.
But of heaven, of pure bliss.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
That entire album is just kind of Eric Clapton doing his guitar thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, I love Eric Clapton, but that guitar thing, not so much.
This was kind of in his bluesy days,
yeah,
before he went mainstream.
And you know how I feel about blues.
You're willing to tolerate it.
That's right.
If we need 6 minutes to
fill
and bring up another song.
That's right. So. But tonight's theme, if you're just tuning in, is what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Sorry, I can't talk about it.
Yep, there'll be no talking about it. Keep the secrets. It's 10 to 8 on a Monday here,
yeah,
at Radio
CHLS. The show's
CHLS.
Almost over.
We're almost done. Yeah.
But you brought a couple of funny ones that I think we should definitely try and get to.
Do. Okay, well, the next song that I pulled up is not all that funny, but except that it's by Hall & Oates, which, you know, some people might find kind of funny. I remember quite liking Hall & Oates back in the day.
They were huge.
They were.
They were huge. I
and
don't
so
know
is
why.
Their hair.
I think it's a statement on us as to why they got so big.
Yeah.
It's not a statement on them at all.
No. No. It was a craze. Everybody
it's similar
went crazy.
To why. What was the show about all the lifeguards on the beach?
Oh, Baywatch.
Baywatch.
Yeah.
Why was that the most popular TV show?
It's much like why you can't talk about Vegas. That's why. But.
Well, why was Welcome Back, Kotter the most popular TV
yeah,
show of its time?
Not sure.
It makes no sense.
No, but it's just a social dynamic that happens to be.
It's a social hiccup is
yeah,
what it is. Yeah, maybe a social burp.
Well, this song by Hall & Oates fits yeah, our theme, so that's why we're going to play it tonight. It's called Some Things Are Better Left Unsaid.
All right, so you want me to pull that up?
I do.
I will, and then I'll catch up on my paperwork.
All right, let's have a listen.
Oh, no.
they were busy. We looked them up on Wikipedia. They've done a lot of albums in the 1980s.
Yep, they were big in the 80s.
They were big in the 80s, and their hair
was big in the 80s. I did.
And but they're still busy.
Evidently.
Just in 2009, they were asked to sing the American National Anthem at the World Series, and they did. So that was their 2009.
Right.
And then in 2010, they were on the Jon Stewart Show.
Evidently.
So these guys are busy all the time.
They're making the rounds.
And
then they're nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I know.
Who knew?
I'm making a little bit of fun, but I'm not nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
No, me either.
Mind you, if we keep at this gig long enough,
somebody might.
We'll be nominated. Don't worry, honey.
So we're going to go to Princeton here in a week or so, and we're going to visit your friend that also has a radio show.
Not Princeton.
Penticton.
I was going to say, we're going to Princeton. Which one?
They both start with a P. Do you know how I am about geography?
It's a long, long way away.
I just get in the car, and you drive me places, yep. And then I go there.
And it's time to get out now.
That's right.
It's time to go in here. this is nice.
Wherever this place is. Look, pretty much how I operate.
There's a hotel on the lake. That's nice.
Do I care where it is? No.
Not so much.
Not really.
Why would I? There's a hotel here on the lake. So yeah, we're staying at the Lakeside Resort.
Right. But your friend, we're going to see your friend Ian, who did a guest show here.
Ian has sat in that very chair doing the guest hosting.
But he and his friend do a radio show in Penticton.
Penticton.
Almost said that wrong again. And they've been winning some awards, so you and I are going to have to, like, step up our game.
Oh, it's competitive community radio.
Well, it is for me. I don't know about Ian and you.
Well, we'll check that out with Ian and say, did you know?
Did you know that you were in a competition?
And beating us?
And winning? Yeah, sadly. But, yeah, I can't remember the name of their show. Is Peach...
Left Off the Dial.
Oh, Left Off the Dial. But the name of the radio station?
Peach City Radio.
Peach City Radio. Yeah. Right. And
everything in Penticton is Peach City something.
Is it? Yeah. But they're doing really well. So.
Well, they take their show very seriously.
Well, so do we.
Not that we don't. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying they get together and practice. They get together and decide...
Well, I would.
How many syllables does this song have, and why did the author write it with...
Okay, you see, there is going to be their downfall.
They're taking it a little too
seriously.
That's
right. I think we can move up and overtake them.
That's right.
Because we don't do that. So I think that's our strength.
That's right.
That we have this really wing it approach.
Our looseness is our flexibility.
That's right.
We can go with the flow.
Speaking of which, we should get this
flow
going.
We should go with some flow. We should get some flow going in
this.
That's
right.
All right. So you want me to play a song?
All right. Yes, you play a song. And then my final song for the night will be my funny song. So.
Okay. Well, this was just too easy.
Yeah, I had that on my list too and then took it off. But.
Oh. Well, I'm going to play it.
Yes,
it's a good song.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with keeping quiet.
No,
this
but...
This is Sheryl Crow with Leaving Las Vegas.
It has about leaving Las Vegas.
And did you hear there's several people who can't leave Las Vegas because their plane can't land in Bellingham because of all the snow.
I know.
So they've actually had to stay over in Vegas an extra 2 days.
Oh, it's two now.
Two days.
In a row.
A co-worker was telling me, has some friends that have had to stay over 2 days.
Wow.
Because the planes can't land in Bellingham because of the 10 centimeters of snow.
We just missed it.
I know.
Darn.
We could have had another pretzel.
That's right, or a hot dog even.
You had that 2-for-1 coupon.
For pretzels, hot dogs,
pretzels,
and ice cream.
We wouldn't have gone hungry.
No, we wouldn't have.
No. So here's Sheryl Crow with Leaving Las Vegas.
I'm banging on my TV set. Dancer, the Lido de Girls, and we're dealing blackjack till 1 or 2. Such a muddy line between the things you want and the things you have to do.
So she's leaving Las Vegas. She sounds sort of sad about it, and I can see why.
She knows her way around a melody, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah. She can do that all day long.
She's pretty good at it.
Yeah. But her last album, terrible.
Yeah, I have to agree. I love her, and I listened to it, and it was like, wow, really?
Really? What happened to the old Show Crow?
Yeah.
Let's get the old Show Crow
back. Her back.
Yeah.
So we were just talking about the show that we saw while we were in Vegas.
Caw.
That's right. So a Cirque du Soleil performance. And it was crazy great. It was really good.
It was crazy great. I'm glad you described it that way. I was looking for a way of describing it, and now I know.
What was it, a $1.75 million stage design or something?
It was like $160 million to stage that production. And I imagine $100 million of that was that stage.
Yeah, it was incredible. So it was kind of a tale of a brother and a sister, and they're coming of age, and it was in a bit of a fantasy world, but there was, you know, like the brother and sister got torn apart off of a ship, and then
it was kind of like medieval China.
Yeah.
But, and I was telling people at work today, imagine a stage about as big as the Bilo grocery store that they can just tilt any way they want, as high as they want.
And make it completely perpendicular.
Tilt it right up to 90 degrees, and then they do their gymnastics on this stage that's tilted at 90 degrees.
So, I was describing it. Have you ever seen that game Plinko?
No.
Okay, so it's a board that stands straight up and down, and you put nails at intervals in the board.
That's exactly what Kaw did.
Right, and then you drop discs down through the channels that you've created with the nails. And so they plink off of each nail, and then they eventually land in a particular area, and then you win a prize. So that's the game Plinko, but that's what they had created. And the people were actually dropping and using the
spikes.
The spikes to do the
spiral and somersault.
And climb back up and fall back down. And yeah, it was really incredible.
It was, yeah. And then all the spikes came and they slid right off.
Yes, they took. They just pulled those back and then everyone slid right down the thing. Yeah.
Yeah. As people can tell, we're impressed.
It was impressive.
We were impressed. In fact, let's go again.
Yes, let's do it. And then at the end, it had a bit of a frantic moment where there was, I don't know.
Insanity.
Yeah, music and lights and twirling.
Fireworks.
And fireworks. There were fireworks inside the building.
Yeah, inside the theater.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, really? Does the fire marshal know we're doing this? Because I'm sure he'd have something to say about it.
That's right. So it is after 8 o'clock, so we're winding things up here. And I did have one song I did want to play before I left.
All right.
And it's a funny song. You say you don't know it, but I think you'll recognize it as soon as it plays.
Is that right?
And it's by Joe Dolce. Dolce?
I think that's right. Joe Dolce.
And it's called Shut Up Your Face. So basically it's about, you know, don't talk about what happened in Vegas.
That's what this song is about?
Shut up your face.
Shut up your face.
That's right.
Don't talk about anything. Just shut up your face.
That's right. So let's have a listen.
All right.
A boy just about the 8th grade, Mama used to say, don't stay up late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool, Giuseppe, from the flunker school. That's my mama, top of the line. But to make me sick of the thing I gotta do, I can't get no kicks, got to follow stupid rules. Boy, to make me sick, just to make a lousy buck, got to feel like a fool. That's right. Mama, you tell me, oh, what's the matter you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. I'll shut up your face.
That's my mama. Big accordion solo!
Soon to come a day, gonna be a bigger star. Make a TV shows and the movies, get a brand new car. But still I be myself, I never change a thing. Always love to dance and to sing. I think about the mama, she said,
what's the matter you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face.
You two, shut up your face.
1, 2, 3. What's the matter you? Hey, no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up on your face.
Ah, shut up on my face. Well, here we are on the countdown, a big television show. Expensive, a big budget to show. Got the best accordion player we could find in Australia. Molly Meldrum, a flame accordion on the song. He's playing real good, folks. Really nice to have. Okay, I'll try. But now, folks, we're going to sing this song, right? You probably already know it. But you're watching the television, the words are going to come on, they shut up in your face. Then everybody sings, what's the matter you? Hey! And then I sing, shut up, and you can sing, hey!
What's the matter you? Hey! Got no respect. Hey! What do you think you do? Hey! Why you look so sad? Hey! It's not so bad. Hey! It's a nicer place. Oh, shut up in your face.
What's that ball doing on my show?
Hey, what's the matter you? Hey, got the no respect. Hey, what do you think you do? Hey, why you look so sad? Hey, it's not so bad. Hey, it's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face.
Hey, grab it. Oh,
what's the matter you? Hey, got the no respect. Hey, what do you think you do? Hey, why you look so sad? Hey, it's not so bad.
Ah, Joe Dolce. Now I remember that.
Yeah,
song.
Sure you do.
Yeah, that was from about 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You were like 6. How did you know about
that
song?
I know. I just heard it on the radio. See. But yeah, I thought that might be appropriate.
That is a great way.
Shut up with your face about what happened in Vegas.
You got to know respect. Yeah. That mama, she knew all the rules.
That's right.
I think we're done.
I think we are.
And we're back next week.
We are.
We're in for the long run now because we've used all our holidays.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, we got to stay home for a while.
Earn some more holidays and earn some more dollaros.
Yeah, that's the thing. We didn't win big in Vegas, so unfortunately.
I did so. Well, you came home with that $17.
Yeah, you made $17, but I probably lost $27. So
together we're in the...
Whole $10, yeah.
So we got a little bit of fixing of that to do.
That's right.
And next week, what are we talking about? The first week of March.
That's right. So we will have to come up with something really clever, as usual.
Yes. Okay. We'll be clever and we'll be back.
All right. See you next week.
See you next week.
3 summers ago, I was in Prince Edward Island. I built myself a boat.
Yeah.
You would have been impressed. Looked like a boat. 13-foot skiff. called it the sea piglet. Looked good. And the problem is, really, that I always treat woodworking like surgery. I figure the wood will do some of the healing on its own. So I took it out in the ocean. It wasn't so much a boat as it was a jacuzzi. I's the boy that builds the boat, I's the boy that bails her. Dragged her ashore, slammed the fiberglass to it. Lovely product. I weighed 3,000 pounds heavier, but by God, she wasn't going to leak. 13-foot skiff with 2-foot thick sides on her. Yeah. Put a mast sail, I used a Canadian Tire tarpaulin. Bad choice in retrospect. Turns out it's international distress signal colors. Them search and rescue helicopters do give off a fine breeze, I've found. Took it out in a day for its maiden sail, North Shore of Prince Edward Island, a day when the radio told me it was a stiff offshore breeze. That was the word they used, breeze. Yeah, well, where I am from, Montreal, not my fault. The breeze is something the laundry just barely flaps on. Huh? North Shore PEI, the weather department, they hang a chain from a window. Chain points straight out.